Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Good afternoon, Jeff Quattromani. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm well. And yourself?
Good, thank you, mate. I talked about this a little earlier in the week when the story came out. We are going to talk about it probably a little more with you in depth. One day you might be able to change your voice assistant to sound like, well, a celebrity, your partner, or even your deceased, well, parents or grandparents. You say voice simulation is ready if we want it. I don't know. Would you want, if your mum, if you'd lost your mum or you lost your dad, if you said, you know, Alexa, open the bedroom blinds, would you want your mum or dad that's not with you anymore to say, okay, no problem?
Yeah, probably not. And I think this has got to be one of the realities here, is that a lot of people probably don't want that kind of situation. I wouldn't mind having a celebrity voice on there, for example, instead of the normal generic voice. But the one thing that they have been talking about a potential use case is that, say, for example, I'm traveling and I'm not home. If normally my son is used to having me read him a bedtime story, then potentially you could use my voice to still read him a bedtime story, but through the smart speakers.
Okay.
So there is a use case, but the risk is too high. They're not going to release this technology because you can imagine emulating Vladimir Putin's voice on there, and suddenly the smart speaker makes a call to Anthony Albanese. Who knows what the conversation could be like? There is just too many risks that can come out of having this kind of technology out there yet.
You said you wouldn't mind having a celebrity voice. Jeff Quattromani, I'll put you on the spot. What celebrity voice would you have?
I would go with David Attenborough. I wouldn't mind him telling me the weather. I think that would be the best voice for it.
Okay, David Attenborough. How far is this technology away, or is it already here?
It's absolutely ready to go, but it's being held back for those use cases around it being too risky. So with 1 minute of somebody's audio, you could teach it how to sound just like them. So you and I having this conversation on air, if someone's recording it, there is technology in place that Alexa could sound just like you if we wanted to.
Goodness me. Outdoor movie nights just got simpler with a new projector from Philips. It enables 120 inches of big screen entertainment outside in the summer months. Just bring the Mozzie deterrent with you.
That's a big recommendation there. But, you know, this is a handheld projector that is very small. It's got its own battery built in with 4 hours of battery life. And the fact that it's got the Google TV operating system on the box itself means all you actually need is this projector. It will have access to all the streaming services. It will do the broadcast to your wall or bedsheet, whatever it is that you're using to project onto. And it's got speakers built in too, which may not be very good, but there is a level of audio just inside this box as well. So a smart little package, I guess, to take on the one from Samsung, which is the Freestyle, which has been doing really well.
What sort of dollars do you pay for something like this?
You're looking at $1,500 for this, so it's not a cheap exercise, but it is the more premium end of town. You can get portable projectors that run on power that are far less, but because this is an all-in-one, you could effectively use it in a tent.
Now, if you're not very good at drawing pictures, of which I'm not an artist at all, I envy people who can draw. I just think they are fantastic. Artificial intelligence is here to help. Apparently, text-to-image creation is now a reality. What's this text-to-image creation?
This is crazy. So artificial intelligence taking in a sentence and trying to bring to life the words in that sentence. So I've typed in, while we've been talking, cow drinking wine. Now, it's not going to search Google for those images to try and produce an image of a cow drinking wine. It's actually going to draw it. And this machine will come back with 9 different images of cows, hopefully, drinking a glass of wine. I don't know if it's going to be red wine or white wine. That's up to the artificial intelligence to decide. And they're original images that can be used for your own collection or whatever it is. It's crazy. This is where machines have gotten to.
This is a software package, no doubt. You've got it on your computer. Obviously, it's available. How much does it cost?
So it's a free website that anyone can go to. It's
right.
Called Crayon. Crayon spelt with an AI in the middle of it. You type in whatever sentence you would like to see, and then within a minute or so, you'll actually get 9 images that are completely original, and you can use them. They're not always great. Some of them are pretty silly examples or poorly drawn, but it's incredible to think that you don't even need to know how to draw anymore.
Spell the website.
CRAION.com.
CRAION. YON.com, and you can type in whatever you want, and it'll come back with 9 images for you, free of charge.
That's correct.
Why
at the moment, it is free.
I know what people are going to say to me, why didn't you ask him this question, so I will. What possessed you to want images of cows drinking wine?
I don't know why. I'm talking to you. I'm looking out my window. I can see cows from where I'm sitting. I like a glass of wine. I put two and two together.
Okay, I'm going to have a crack at that. Crayon, CRAIYON.com.
That's the one.
Okay. Having a real cat is great, but how about one that you don't need to feed or to worry about? What is it? Petite what?
Cubo. So speaking of crazy, this is a pet cat that anyone could own. You know, some people like to have a pet because it's comforting. It helps them, it eases their anxiety having an animal. This is what looks a lot more like a cushion, but it does have a tail. It does have a heartbeat that you can hear. But it also reacts to when you're packing or when you're making noises. So the tail will wag and it will make a little bit of purring sound while you start to bring it close and give it a cuddle. It doesn't have a head. It doesn't have legs. But it is soft to touch. And for $230, anyone can own one of these amazing pets.
Oh, stop the world. I want to get off. Fair dinkum. One of the joys of my morning is getting out of bed and my little cat follows me down the hallway every morning, follows me into the bathroom because we've got a heated floor in the bathroom. So she comes in there while I have a shave, sits on the heated floor, follows me down the hallway, and the first thing she wants to do, go to the laundry, come on, Dad, feed me. So I open the food, feed her, and all that sort of stuff. It's a routine we do every morning when I'm there.
Sounds like a hassle. Sounds like a real hassle.
Oh, dear. Maybe we'll hold over on the other story for next week.
Perfect.
But I just love the story about the cat. If you don't want a real cat, you can have a computer-operated cat. I suppose there'll be people that will do that.
Yes, there will be. There will be. Not me, though.
Story of the day? I don't know. Story of the day, I'm just thinking it's probably the drawing pictures, crayon.com. Good on you, mate. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. That's Jeff Quattromani.